the classroom mother, the drawer that has everything. The whole ecosystem of care that runs through one classroom, funded quietly out of one modest paycheck. There's a drawer in your desk that isn't in any budget line, granola bars for the kid who didn't eat breakfast, band-aids for the theatrical scrapes, a spare pair of socks, a hairbrush, deodorant nobody asked you to stock but somebody clearly needed. You bought all of it yourself, without announcing it, because a kid's actual day doesn't pause for a grant application. And when the one who never asks for anything finally cries, you already have a hug ready before they've asked for that either. This is nurture as infrastructure, invisible, unpaid, completely load-bearing. Nobody puts it on your evaluation. It's still the reason half your kids feel safe enough to learn anything at all. Keep the drawer stocked. It's doing more work than the pacing guide. What may cross your path? You'll hand a kid something from your own bag or desk without being asked, without a second thought. You'll notice which kid didn't eat, didn't sleep, or isn't okay before anyone tells you. A student will come to you with a problem that has nothing to do with your subject at all. You'll spend your own money on a classroom need before it occurs to you to ask for reimbursement. Let the caring be visible for once. Tell one colleague what you actually keep in that drawer. Your mantra, I make room in my day for whatever they actually need.